Well, we feel pretty dependent on the Lord this morning. Appreciate those songs. I know the Lord sees the clouds and he sees the storm and he also sees the clear blue sky on the other side. Last week we talked a little bit about our heritage. And I just feel like the Lord has given me some more thoughts with that this morning. I want to continue that. I wanted to reiterate a few things. Last week we started with the little story of the child. One of the saints from West Virginia stays in one of the Rockefellers' places, sometimes in Washington, D.C., and sometimes in their place out in West Virginia. And so he was there while their children were growing up, and he told me, and I told this last week, but he said one day they were at the dinner table, and the little boy said something to the effect, "My, what would it be like to have $1,000? And, you know, his father's worth many millions of dollars, but the little boy didn't know it. And he was young and didn't realize it. But he said he realized when the little boy woke up to what they had. He saw it in his face. You know, this morning, I believe with all my heart that we are like that many times. The Lord has in his inheritance and in the heritage that he has given to us, he has given far more than sometimes we take in. And we sit down and say, "Ooh, what would it be like if we could just have peace? Or if we could just have a little measure of joy?" You know, this morning, the Lord has left us a heritage that he wants us to enjoy. And he doesn't want us to not realize that he's left it for us. A heritage in Webster says an inheritance, an estate that passes from an ancestor to an heir by descent or course of law, that which is inherited, and that's just a part of it. You know, this morning, I just feel like the Lord has given us a little more today. God has left us an inheritance. The Lord said, and we read this last week, he said, "Peace I leave with you." Why did he say that? Because he was leaving. He's coming back and he told us that, but he was leaving. And he said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus told us that. Do we realize that Jesus said that? He said, "I'm leaving you my peace. I'm going away. I want to tell you something. I'm leaving you something." And you know what? He wants us to thoroughly enjoy his peace today. He wants it to be big in our life. That's his inheritance. He's given it to us. And the Lord wants us to have it. He also said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I just kind of wanted to recap where we started last week. The Lord has left us some things that he wants us to have. And he said, all through the word we find that he has given us richly all things to enjoy. The Lord has given these things to us. In Galatians 5 and 22, we've all probably read this, maybe many times. I know many of us have read it many times. But we're very familiar with these scriptures about the fruits of the Spirit. And I just want to share a little bit with us this morning. I feel like the Lord gave us. He said here, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust." You know, this morning, The Lord has left His Spirit to us. He said, if I go away, He said, if I go not away, the Spirit won't come. And He said, what He said was, it's necessary that He goes away. Because He's going to send the Spirit back, and the Spirit's going to lead us into all the truth and all the things that God has given to us and helped us in our life. You know, I want us to think about these fruits of the Spirit. We talked about peace last week, so I'm not going to try to reiterate that. But, you know, each one of these things, I believe we could apply to this scripture where Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. You know, this morning I just want to talk a little bit about the first one. And it says the fruit of the Spirit is love. You know, all society, it's dependent on love. If you want your child, your little baby, if you want them to be normal and healthy and not have special needs that they don't have to have, they weren't born with, you know, you love them. You touch them. You hug them. You feed them. You spend a lot of time with them and you love them. And you know what? That produces in that little child something very healthy. That child begins to grow up with an inner strength that a child that hasn't had that has to recover from. And they have to have help from the Lord. You know, love is something that in our homes, in our lives, in our hearts. People, we heard about being bound this morning and the freedom that the Lord gives. You know, lots of people in the world today are completely bound by hatred or anger in their lives. They're bound by it. There is no peace, no joy, no love in their hearts and lives if they're bound by those things. But you know what? The Lord has come and He wants to give us in our hearts that love that is necessary for happiness and for joy, for rightness, to feel like things are right. You know, there has to be love to be able to have that knowledge in our heart that things are okay, things are right. Love has to be there. Not only between us and God, not only that we love everybody. You know what it's like to love everybody? I believe many of us here know that. But you know, to not have anything against anybody, not have any ill will at all, none, that's glorious freedom. That's a life that can be happy. You know, this morning, I just want us to think a little bit about these fruits of the Spirit. Jesus said, Paul was writing here by inspiration of the Spirit, and he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love. You know, love is something, I believe, let's put that in place in this sentence here and say, love I leave with you. My love I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You believe the Lord has that kind of love? That's called divine love. That's charity. That's something that is more than just human love. Human love responds. And Jesus said that. You know, the Pharisees and all of those, don't they do good to those that do good to them? Yes, they do. But you know, divine love is completely different than that. It does good to the one that does evil to them. It's not defiled by what happens to it. It's not defiled by the work of the enemy. This divine love, charity, that we see in the scriptures. You know, it's not by accident that these two scriptures are followed by verse 24. It says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Every one of these fruits of the Spirit live in an area in our life that has been crucified. Because if we're going to love, we're going to have to forgive. If we're going to love, we're going to have to pass over, transgress our flesh. Our flesh says, somebody did me wrong. Our flesh has many things. You know what? If we're going to have love in our life, it's going to be because we crucified an area in our life for love to live. The Lord wants to live by His Spirit. He wants to live in our life in a way that defies common sense and reason. How could somebody have love when they've been in a concentration camp? But we know that there was people that came out of there that found God's love. And they loved those people and went back and ministered to the very ones that destroyed them. You know, this morning, I just want us to remember something. This love that we're talking about here is distinctly Christian because it's from the Lord. It's not human. It's not something we're going to have on our own. But you know what? The Lord wants us to have the fruits of the Spirit in our life, not as the world giveth, not because it's conducive in our life to have it, but because God gives it. And so this morning, I hope we can look up to the Lord and say, Lord, expand my heart. I know that You went away and You left me love. You left me love that's stronger than the ill will of the world or whatever is against me today. The Lord wants us to have that. It's a blessed privilege that we have. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians 13. And we're all familiar with this chapter. Probably read it many times too. But I want us to think a little bit about verses 8 and through 10. It says, charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. You know, there's going to be a time when we pass from this life. And no matter what we've done in this life, we can proclaim the Word of God and it can be true. But you know what? Our words are going to, they're going to pass away. Our work, those, when Peter spoke to all those people in all those languages, you know, that's passed away. For him, it's in the past. But you know what hasn't passed away? Love. And it never will pass away. When this life is taken up into the next, all of these things, our knowledge as we know it today in this life, I don't know all the things that this takes in, but all that's going to pass away. And it's going to be behind us. But I will tell you what will endure. And that's love. That's charity. God's love. I want us to just think a little bit about that this morning and ask God to increase in our heart and life. What is this love? And what does it do? If you look up above there, we begin to read a little bit about charity. And it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. That's what it's talking about. Charity suffers a long time and it's still kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Why does charity not vaunt itself? Because charity loves the other one. It doesn't want to be vaunted up above. It wants us all to prosper. Charity does. It does. It wants everyone to prosper in all the ways God wants us to prosper. Charity does that. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. It don't break loose and behave itself unseemly. Folks, I want to challenge us this morning because we are people and we live in this world. Let's don't look at what we have and say, wouldn't it be something to be able to have this kind of charity in our life and in our heart? Wouldn't it be something to be able? Listen, God has left us an inheritance. It is the heritage of the people of God. And the Lord has left it to us. And He wants us to have a full supply of it. Is this just a dream? For many people, that's all it is. because they never pursue it and get a hold of the things God has for them. But I want to challenge every one of us today. I know many of us have this, but I will tell you this. God wants to give it to all of us. He wants us to all enjoy these good things of God. He says here, it doth not behave itself unseemly. Doesn't cut loose and do that. Seeketh not her own. It's not selfish. Love isn't selfish. Love is so giving. Continuously giving. Love just gives and gives and gives. Because you can't hurt it by giving. You only have more the more you give. How does that work? It just does. The more you give, the more you have. And the more you have, the more you want to give. And your heart is enlarged. And the stakes of your tent are stretched out. The Lord wants to do that for us today. He has this for every one of us. It doth not, is not easily provoked. Is that just a dream? It's a heritage of the people of God. It's a fruit of the Spirit working in our life. I want to challenge us today. God wants to work in our life in a way that gives us these kind of graces. It's our heritage. Why should we not open up our hearts and say, Lord, enlarge my heart. Don't defend our turf. If we do, all we'll have is what we have. And we'll remain bound. If we want God to work like this in our life, nobody wants to worse than He does. I believe that. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Not all the time thinking somebody's doing me harm. Beareth all things and believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Oh, hopes for the best all the time. How can somebody do that? Because they love somebody and they're trying to do that. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And it goes on. You know, this morning, it doesn't matter what we do. This is much more important than anything else we do. The fruits of the Spirit in our life are critically important to our life. He starts out in the 12th chapter at the last, after he has talked about all how the body operates and how that everyone has gifts that God has given to them and all of those things. Yeah, ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And then he goes on to talk about gifts of the Spirit and the working of God. But at the last, you know what he says? But covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Than all this, there's something way more important. Because it has to be there for these other things to work. And so he says, I want to show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. None of these things work without us having the gifts of the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord in our life. So this morning I just want to challenge us that the Lord wants to give us those things. Is this our heritage? It is our heritage. It is our inheritance. And he said, I go away. My peace I give unto you, not like the world gives. It's not contingent on what happens to you. That's what Jesus said. That's his words, not mine. And I believe you could put love in there too. My love I give you. Not like the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, he says. You know, in James 3, I will tell you many things these are the answers to. Let the Lord work in our life. That takes a death for this kind of love to live in our life. That verse that follows those fruits of the Spirit has to be there too. They that are Christ have been crucified also with the affections and lusts and those things we would hold on to. In James 3:18, Listen to what the Lord says through inspiration. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. I know we've mentioned this a lot of times. We'll mention it a lot more times, I'm sure. To me, it's a key scripture in the Bible. This is a key scripture. The Lord tells us that His wisdom, the way He would deal with things, He says, it's first pure. It's not mixed with my frustrations. It's not mixed with my anger. It's not mixed with my resentment. All of those things. Saints, this morning, the Lord has wisdom for us. He has answers for us. But first, it's not mixed with all this other stuff. It won't work that way. And He says here, it's first pure, and then it's peaceable, and it's gentle. I think we saw that over there in the fruits of the Spirit, didn't we? It's gentle. The wisdom, it's from above. God's Spirit working in our life. He wants to give us gentleness. David said, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." You know, that's something, a treasure from God. Many people in this world can't help themselves. And I believe they can't fully help themselves. And they suffer and suffer. This morning, God wants to help us to be gentle. He wants to give us a gentle a heart. It says, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. I just want to ask us all this morning, I know some of us are we easy to talk to? Can someone come up and challenge us and not get a whirlwind in return? That's the Bible way. That's the Bible plan. When people can do that and they can challenge us, and I'm telling you something, I've had plenty of times. I've been challenged. But I will tell you, the Lord wants us to get some things, no matter how holy we are. The Lord still wants to talk to us. He wants to make changes in us. And sometimes it's by somebody challenging us. And we wake up. I didn't know it was that way. I remember one time I was out at Brother George and Sister Juanita's out here on Pine. And they had a parrot out there. And I kept hearing this parrot cackle. And I finally looked over there and I said, "What's that parrot doing?" And the others there just kind of all said at one time, "He's mimicking you." I never would have known. I didn't know. I didn't know I laughed like that. But from that point on, I started hearing myself laugh like that because I could hear that parrot. And that parrot had mimicked me. You know what? I woke up that day and I realized I kind of cackle like that when I laugh. I've tried to change that a little bit since then. But you know what? This morning, we are like that. We don't know who we are many times. And God sends somebody along to challenge us. And to tell us, this is the way you sound. And then they say it. This is the way you speak. This is the way you're doing. This is your motivation. No, it's not so. You know, God might have sent that. This morning, I just want to challenge us today. Open up our ears and be easy to approach. That's what this is talking about. Easy to be entreated means easy to talk to. Somebody can come up and challenge us without fearing their head is going to be taken off. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, we can go through lists like this and we'll pick out one or two of them. That's right. The Lord wants, this is our heritage, folks. This is what brings peace to our life. This is what brings real joy in our life. When God begins to work and move into those areas that we die to, we hear that challenge and we say, okay, I'll consider that. I don't see that, but I'll consider it. Maybe the Lord sends somebody else along and we say, okay. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start praying about that. And I'm going to die to myself. And you know what? When we do that, the Spirit of the Lord can begin to move into those places that we die to. The Lord wants to take our life Little by little, places we didn't even know we sounded like that. Some parent might tell us. Some way we might hear it and realize this, I need to listen up. You know what? When we do that, God will make something out of our life that we ourselves can be happy with. We can be very pleased with, and those around us will be too. I believe that this morning. It's part of the heritage of the people of God. It says in the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. It begins by that. We want peace in the overall. I will tell you something, saints, this morning. Let's sow peace. Let's sow the fruit of peace. Let's sow the fruit of love, of gentleness, of kindness, of meekness, of those things that we read about this morning. When in 2 Peter, we mentioned this last week, where it speaks of whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You know what that means? We've escaped what the world cannot escape. We've escaped the lust and the flesh having its way in this world. And he says, by these precious and great promises, we can be partakers of the divine nature. You know what that says to me? My inheritance. That's my heritage. This is mine. And I'm going to put my foot on it and lay claim to it. I want it in my life. You know what? God wants us to have it in our life too. He wants to give us more than we could ask or think. A more excellent way. A blessing. A blessing all the way around. But a lot of people, they hold on to their bottle. They hold on to their drink or whatever vice they have and suffer and suffer and suffer. I want to tell you, to the people of God, this is our heritage this morning. God help us. I feel like God gave me this, folks. I'm just sharing with you what I know the Lord talked to me about this. In 1 Corinthians 12, well, I already read that scripture. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 1, another place here, he says, now I, Paul, myself, beseech you, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, though we're in this body, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I think we read this last week too. You know, this morning the Lord, at least we read four, quoted it. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but I will tell you, this meekness and gentleness of Christ, it says, that's some of our weaponry. And he says it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, things that could not fall any other way. The Lord has equipped his people to dismantle and pull down and uncover. The Lord wants us to do that today. You know what? We just give the word out. But I want to tell you, this morning, God wants us to take it in. He wants us to take his word in, what's true and right, and let it live in our heart. Tell you what it'll produce. It'll produce peace and joy and happiness and things that we always only wished. Oh, if I could only have that. I'm going to tell you, it comes just like this today. Let the Lord work in our heart and life. Seek Him. Die to ourself. Acknowledge. And I believe the Lord has some things for us that will surprise us. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. You know what? The Lord wants us to know how to use His weapons. He wants to teach us how to use the weapons to pull down those strongholds the enemy builds in our lives. and the lives of others. The Lord wants us sometimes to attack Satan's strongholds. How? By force, by the work of the Spirit of God in our life. And that's not weak. That's not weak. That's not puny. I will tell you that. You know, the scripture, and we've said this last week, I want to continue to remind us. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Well, what goods was that? That's in Matthew 25 and 14. He delivered unto them his goods. Isn't this wonderful? The Lord delivered to us all of this wealth that we have. That's wealth. When no matter what happens in this world, it can't be taken from us. That's pretty strong. That's pretty wealthy. You know, it's our privilege to bear the sweetness of the Lord in our soul. What a privilege that is. It's a privilege of the people of God. It's our privilege to bring joy into the lives of other people. Did you know that? It's our privilege as the people of God. You know, when you bring joy into the lives of other people, you know what you get back out of that? Joy. You get a multiplied factor. There's something that begins to build. And so I just want to encourage us today, bring joy into the lives of other people. Set it for our this is God's heritage for me. He left this for an inheritance, and I'm going to have a full supply of it. I'm not going to ride on $1,000 when he's got millions. I don't want to do that. Sometimes we're like that, aren't we? It is our privilege. I know there's other fruits of the Spirit. We've talked about meekness and gentleness and love and peace. I don't know if the Lord will bring us back to the others later, but you know, the Lord, maybe we can meditate on some of those things ourselves. I want to share one more thing. It just came to my mind by inspiration, I believe, and I just want to share this with you. Something else that God has given to us. In Psalms 55 and 22, it says here, cast thy burden upon the Lord. I'm just thinking about our heritage. There's many things. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Isn't that a wonderful heritage and inheritance? The king of the army said, he'll never suffer me to be moved. The king said, he'll supply my needs. And so he says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. You know what this word cast means? It means to throw out. This is Strong's. To throw out, down, or away, literally or figuratively. Cast. Cast away, down, forth, off, out. Hurl, pluck, throw. That's, the Lord has given us this for heritage, folks. That's the same word that in Genesis 37 and 20, he said, come now and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. Talking about Joseph. You know what? They were going to put him in a pit. Throw him down in a pit. We'll cast him into a pit. You know, that's what the Lord's told us. He used the same word here, David did. Cast your burden on the Lord. Throw it on him. Put it away from you. In Exodus 15 and 25, it says, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made them for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. That was at the waters of Marah. You know, this morning the Lord wants us to know, I want you to cast your burden on me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's not always in the flesh. But you know what? For the joy set before him, Jesus went to the cross. You know, when we go to the cross and when we allow the Lord to work in our life, it might be a little tough for a while, but there's joy that follows, folks. For 2,000 years now, people have been able to enjoy the blessings of the gospel from Jesus' sacrifice. We can enjoy some things. Our family can enjoy some things. And God wants to give it to us. It is our heritage. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. That's in Psalms, another scripture. I have a goodly heritage, it says in the scripture. The Lord has some things that He wants us to have. Will we have it this morning? We can. It's to those that put their foot on it and say, it's mine. I'm going to have it. And you know what? God will give it to us. Pray for me too.